我们最后必定能够胜利。
And that is in the end we will prevail.
啊，这个不是喊喊口号而已。
And this is not just lip service.
而是神给我们的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
因为我们的元帅主耶稣。
Because our general Lord Jesus.
已经胜过世界。
He had overcome the world himself.
所以我们必定也能够胜过。
And therefore we can overcome the world as well.
主耶稣曾经应许。
And Lord Jesus has promised.
在世上有苦难。
That in this world you have trouble.
但是在他里面有平安。
But in him there is peace.
他也叫我们放心啊。
And he also asked us to take heart.
因为他已经胜过世界。
For he has won victory over the world.
可是我们现在没有看到主耶稣。
But now we do not see Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在哪里？
Where is he?
那是要靠信心。
And we have to see him by faith.
我们来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第四节。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
约翰一书五章四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 4.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜的世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？这里约翰勉励我们。
Here John encourages us.
说凡从神生的就胜过世界。
All those who are born from God overcomes the world.
我们都是从神生的。
We are all born from God.
所以我们会胜过世界。
Therefore we will overcome the world.
但是这需要信心。
But this requires us to have faith.
需要来征战。
And we need to battle.
经历的征战。
And through these battles,
我们知道我们必定得胜。
We know that we will prevail.
因为我们靠着主能得胜。
Because by relying on God, we will have triumph.
这里提到说谁是胜过世界的是谁呢？
And here it asks, who is the one that overcame the world?
他用疑问句了。
And here is the question.
不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
Isn't he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
那其实是肯定。
And actually, this is a short comment.
我们是信耶稣是神的儿子。
We do believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
信耶稣是神的儿子，等同于信耶稣是救世主。
And believing that Jesus is the Son of God is equal to believing that Jesus is the Savior.
也是道成肉身的那一位神。
And he is the Word that became flesh, that God.
我们是神的儿子。
And we are the Son of God.
我们跟耶稣一样。
And we are the same as Jesus.
虽然一样住在世界。
Even though we also live in this world.
但是我们不属世界啊。
But we do not belong to this world.
我们看约翰福音的十五章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章十八节。
Gospel John chapter 15 verse 18。
十八节，世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我的。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。主耶稣已经很严肃的来告诉我们。
And here, very seriously, Lord Jesus told us.
当我们感受到世人恨我们的时候
，When we feel that the world hates us,
我们不要觉得奇怪了。
We do not need to feel that this is strange.
当然，我们在这个世界，我们有很多的朋友。
Of course, in this world, we have a lot of friends.
很多爱我们的人。
And there are many people who love us.
也有很多我们爱的人。
And there are many people whom we love.
但是要做一个基督徒
，But to be a Christian,
我们在很多的事上。
Then in many things,
是跟这个世人是这个世界格格不入的。
Then we do not actually fit with this world.
甚至有人会因为我们是基督徒。
And actually, some people will, because that we are Christian.
所以会恨我们。
They will hate us.
那如果我们有感受到这样
，And if we have this kind of feeling,
我们不要觉得奇怪。
And do not feel that this is strange.
主耶稣说，我们该知道了。
Because Lord Jesus here tells us that we should know.
说世人恨我们以先呢，已经恨主了。
That the world hates you, but he hate the world hates him before.
主耶稣在这个世上是不是被人恨呢
？And Lord Jesus, when he was in this world, he was hated by others, wasn't he?
只因为他来传天国的福音。
That was only because he came to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
那他也行了很多善事啊。
And he also did many good deeds.
可是那一些不信他的人。
But those people who are not believers.
不但不信他，反而把他害死。
Not only they did not believe him, they also crucified him.
所以主耶稣在世上也为我们受了很多的苦。
So in this world, Lord Jesus suffered a lot for our sake.
那我们这些要信他的人，跟他的人。
And all of us who wants to believe in him and follow him.
我们一定要有一个心理准备。
And we must be prepared in our hearts.
因为我们不属世界啊。
Because we do not belong to this world.
正如主耶稣不属世界一样。
And just like Jesus, he did not belong to this world.
主耶稣是把我们从世界拣选出来。
And Lord Jesus selected us out of this world.
我们想想看。
And let's think about this.
如果我们继续属这个世界。
If we continue to belong to this world.
那这个世界会很欢迎我们。
And this world will really welcome us.
这个世界会很爱我们。
And this world will truly love us.
我们用另外一个角度来看。
If we look at it from a different perspective.
被这个世界爱到的人。
And those people who are loved by this world.
你不要觉得幸运。
And do not think that you're lucky.
你反而要紧张。
But actually you should worry.
因为我们不属世界，为什么这个世界会爱我们？
Because we do not belong to this world, why would this world love us?
是不是我们很多事情妥协了？
Is it because we compromise on many things?
不然这个世界怎么会爱我们呢？
Otherwise, why would this world love us?
这个世界应该恨我们才对啊。
This world should hate us.
所以主耶稣已经告诉我们了。
So Lord Jesus already told us.
这个世界恨我们。
This world hates us.
不要觉得奇怪。
Do not think that this is a strange concept.
但是主耶稣怎么这么忍心把我们放在世界呢？
So why would Lord Jesus have the heart to put us in this world?
在17章的13节开始。
Let's turn to chapter 17 and starting from verse 13.
主向天父的一个祷告。
And here the Lord prayed to the Heavenly Father.
他向天父为我们这些继续留在世上的人祷告。
He prayed to the Father for the sake of those who stay in this world.
我们看约翰福音的十七章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 17.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十七章十四节，我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者，或者脱离罪恶。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。主耶稣为我们祷告。
Here, Lord Jesus, pray for us.
求天父保守我们。
And ask the Heavenly Father to keep us.
虽然我们继续留在这个世界。
Even though we remain on this world.
但是呢，我们不属这个世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
正如主耶稣不属世界一样。
Just like Lord Jesus did not belong to this world.
那主求天父保守我们脱离恶者。
And here, Lord Jesus asked our Heavenly Father to keep us from the evil one.
或者罪恶。
Or keep us from evil.
因为罪恶是从恶者而来。
Because sin comes from evil.
所以我们想想看，在这世界天父保守我们。
So let's think about this. In this world, our Heavenly Father keeps over us.
那天父用真理使我们成圣。
And through the truth, our Heavenly Father sanctifies us.
所以我们能够过着在地如天的生活。
Therefore, we can live on earth as if we're in heaven.
任凭这个世界恨我们吧。
Then we just let this world hate us.
我们的目的地是天国。
Because our destination is heaven.
我们如果是一个神用真理成圣的人。
If we are people who are sanctified God through truth,
对这个世界来讲，
then to this world,
反而是他们不配拥有我们。
Actually, they are not worthy to have us.
我们来看一下哥林多前书的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse
13. 四章十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
被人毁谤，我们就善劝，直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。这里是讲到说我们在世上。
Here it talks about that when we're on earth.
我们是被如何看待？
And how we're treated.
是被看待成世界的渣滓。
We are looked as the filth of the world.
跟污秽。
And the dirt of the world.
简单讲，被看成是世界上的垃圾了。
And to simply put, we're the garbage of this world.
真的吗？这个世界有把我们看成垃圾吗？
Is this true? Does the world regard us this way?
当我们在为真理征战的时候
When we fight for the truth,
我们大概就会有这种被看待
Then people will look at us this way.
啊，但是因为我们持守到底
But because we keep to the end.
我们就跟希伯来书十一章那里所说的信心的见证人一样
Then we are like the witness of faith as recorded in Hebrews.
啊，希伯来书的十一章
Hebrews chapter 11.
啊，这一章是信心的篇章
And this is about faith.
啊，这里都在讲信心
Here is always talking about only faith.
讲到信心的定义
And the definition of faith.
啊，也讲到信心的见证人
And also the witness of faith.
啊，讲到信心的见证人，最后他讲什么呢？
And when we talk about the witness of faith, what does he say in the end?
说他们留下信心的脚踪。
And here they have left the footprints of faith.
但是呢，他要与我们同德。
But they are also equal with us.
要与我们同德才能完全。
They will receive together with us so that it's complete.
但是他们在这个世上。
But they are in this world.
因着他们至死忠心。
Because they are faithful to death.
他们受尽了这些磨难。
And they went through all the sufferings,
还有迫害
tribulations.
哇，在第十一章的三十五节开始啊。
And then in chapter 11, verse 35.
很多人啊，忍受戏弄，三十六节哈。
And verse 36.
这里说忍受戏弄啊。
And that they were mocked.
有的被鞭打捆锁。
And flogged and chained.
被监关在监牢。
And imprisoned.
还有很多的磨练。
And there are many trials.
被石头打死，被锯子锯死。
And stoned or cut open by chain.
受试探，被刀杀。
And they were tested and then killed by sword.
还有披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑。
And they wander about in sheepskin and goatskins.
他们受穷乏、患难和苦害。
And they were destitute, afflicted, and tormented.
有的在旷野山洞里面
And some of them were in the desert or in dens or caves.
三十八节说漂流不定
And verse 38 it tells us they wandered.
圣经说本是世界不配有的人
And the Bible tells us that those are whom the world was not worthy of.
世界看我们好像垃圾
The world look at us as if we're the filth of the world.
但是在神的眼中，这个污秽的世界是不配有我们。
But in God's eyes, this filthy world is not worthy of having us.
到底谁不配谁？
So who is not worthy of who?
很清楚了。
It's very clear here.
所以我们不要自怨自艾，不要怨叹。
So therefore, we should not be sad and complain about this.
这个世界本来就不属我们的。
Because this world does not belong to us.
你对这个世界还贪恋什么呢？
So why do you long for this world?
我们信主的人，我们的盼望本来就不在这个世界。
We as believers of the Lord, our hope is not in this world.
所以我们要显出我们对神的一个忠诚。
Therefore, we must show our loyalty and faithfulness.
像这列代的圣徒一样。
Just like the saints of all generations.
为了持守到底，他们放弃他们的生命。
In order to keep to the end, they sacrificed their lives.
放弃他们在世上的好处。
And they gave up all the benefits they could have received in this world.
只要他们妥协，他们就不用受这么多的伤害。
If they were willing to compromise, they would not need to suffer through all these hurts.
但是为什么他们不愿意这样？
But why was it that they were not willing to?
因为他们认为他们的天家在天上。
Because they know that their heavenly home was in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们要先认定我们是不属世界的人。
Therefore, we must be sure that we do not belong to this world.
我们才有那个意志力啊，要去战斗。
Then we will have the willpower to fight.
才能够靠信心胜过世界。
Then by faith we can overcome this world.
那这个世界包罗万象，到底我们要胜过世界的什么？
And there are so many things including this world. So what exactly are we overcoming?
难道世界一无是处吗？
Is it that the whole world has nothing good?
当然了，世界好的，我们要持守。
Of course, if there are good things in this world, we should keep it as well.
世界对我们有造就的，我们要去追求。
And those things that edifies us in this world, we should pursue after.
但是很多 啊，世界上的事情呢，跟我们是格格不入。
But there are many things in this world who is not fit with us.
啊，从圣经来看。
Let's look at this from the perspective of the Bible.
我们要胜过世界的神呐。
We must first overcome the gods of this world.
这世界有神。
There are gods in this world.
又叫做世界的王。
And they are also called the kings of this world.
我们都知道，就是魔鬼啊。
And we all know that this is referring to Satan.
那，哥林多后书四章四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
说世人不信基督啊，都是被世界的神弄瞎的心眼。世上的人。
Verse 4, those minds of the gods of ages are blind, those who do not believe are being blind.
他们被世界的神弄瞎的心眼。
And they were blind by the gods of this world.
这里提到世界的神。
And here it talks about the gods of this world.
世界的神就是魔鬼啊。
And that is referring to the devil.
我们昨天提到了。
And yesterday we mentioned.
魔鬼就是管辖幽暗世界的。
Satan rules over the darkness.
那幽暗世界就是罪恶的地方。
And darkness is where sin and evil dwells.
人的心如果想要犯罪。
If a man's heart wants to sin,
人的心就是黑暗的地方。
Then our heart is the dark place.
那魔鬼就在这些悖逆的人的心中来掌控。
And so the Satan will control the heart of those who do not listen.
但是我们要胜过他。
But we must overcome him.
靠谁胜过他？
By relying on who do we overcome Satan?
当然靠我们的主耶稣啊。
Of course, we rely on our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣才能够胜过魔鬼啊。
Only Lord Jesus can prevail over Satan.
我们来看一下约翰福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of John.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
十四章的三十节。
Chapter 14, verse 30.
约翰福音十四章三十节。
Chapter 14, verse 30.
以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。这里主耶稣有说。
Here, Lord Jesus said.
说我以后不再和你们多说话。
He'll say, I will no longer talk much with you.
因为主耶稣知道他要被抓、被陷害了。
Because the Lord Jesus knew he will be captured.
他跟门徒说话的时间不多了。
So he had not much time left to speak with the disciples.
当主耶稣被钉十字架。
When Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
等于这个世界的王将到了。
And that means that the kings of this world would arrive.
所以主耶稣被抓被陷害，黑道掌权了。
And so Lord Jesus was captured and he was framed and the darkness took over the world.
那黑道掌权是暂时的了。
And this darkness taking over the world is temporary.
主耶稣安慰我们了。
And Lord Jesus comforted us.
这个世界的王。
That the king of this world.
就是指着魔鬼了。
And that is referring to Satan.
他在耶稣里面毫无所有。
And this ruler of this world has nothing in Jesus.
什么叫做毫无所有？
And what does it mean, have nothing?
其他的翻译本。
And there are many other translations.
叫做没有力量胜过。
And it means has no power to overcome.
魔鬼无法胜过耶稣了。
And Satan cannot overcome Jesus.
魔鬼无法进入基督里。
And the Satan cannot enter into Christ.
所以主耶稣说，他在我里面，就是他没有办法进到我里面。
And that's why Lord Jesus said, has nothing in me. That means Satan cannot enter Jesus.
以弗所书说，我们信主就是在基督里了。
And Ephesians tells us that we believe in the Lord. That means we are in Christ.
我们在基督里，魔鬼就毫无所有。
And if we are in Christ, then Satan has no foothold.
我们在基督里，魔鬼就对我们，毫无作用。
As long as we in Christ, Satan has no effect over us.
无能为力。
And he has nothing in us.
他无法胜过我们。
He cannot triumph over us.
所以我们要保守在基督里。
Therefore, we must keep ourselves in Christ.
然后才能够胜过魔鬼。
Then we can be victorious over Satan.
第二，我们要胜过世界的事情，世界的事。
And next, we must overcome the matters of this world.
请看约翰一书的第二章。
Please turn to 1 John. Chapter 2,
十五节
verse
15. 约翰一书是二章十五节
First John chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节
Chapter 2, verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。16节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。这里提到
，Here it tells us，
啊，说不要爱世界
，Do not love the world，
啊，和世界上的事。
And the matters of this world.
因为人如果爱世界，
because if a person loves the world,
爱父的心就没有在他的心里。
The love of the Father is not in him.
主耶稣也勉励我们。
And Lord Jesus also encourages us.
不要要爱神又要爱马门呐。
Do not love God and also love mammon at the same time.
你一定要重一个轻一个。
And you must take priority in one only.
不能够两者兼具。
There is no way you can have both.
所以世界的事，他这里记得很清楚啊。
So the things of this world here it mentioned very clearly,
就是肉体的情欲，
which is the lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，
and the lust of the eye and the pride of life.
说这些都不是从天父来的，
and none of this comes from the heavenly Father.
这是从世界来的，
it comes from the world.
那这些都要过去，
and all these shall pass.
但是遵行天父旨意的才能够永远长存，
but those who follow the will of the Heavenly Father will abide forever.
所以这个世界上的事呢，就是情欲所演变出来的。
Therefore, the matters of this world all comes forth from lust.
我们看商业的社会。
If we look at this world in the commercial world,
为了达到业绩
，in order to meet their quota,
是不是用很多情欲的事情
？Do they not use many method that relies on lust?
很多人牺牲色相。
Some people they would sacrifice their body
来得到一个订单
，in order to win a contract。
在商业的世界里
，and so in this business world，
也是用尽各种诡诈的手段。
And there are many trickeries that people use。
这会衍生很多的罪恶。
And this from here it comes forth many different kinds of sin。
这个就是世界了。
And this is what this world is。
这个世界大家为了得到利益。
In this world, in order to gain profit。
彼此欺骗，彼此伤害。
We deceive each other and we hurt each other。
这个世界还有值得我们什么留恋的地方吗
？So what are the things in this world that is worthy for us to care for？
我们看这个花花的世界。
If we look at this world，
真的是到处花天酒地呀。
There are so many enjoyments in this world.
充满很多骄傲情欲的事情啊。
It's full of lust and pride.
还有斗殴征战的事情。
And also arguments and also wars.
这个雅各书有说了。
And James it tells us.
我们的肢体里面有斗殴征战。
That in our members there are dissension.
这是从私欲而来的。
And this has come from selfish desires.
我们昨天有提到。
And yesterday we mentioned.
行善要靠智慧。
That when we do good, it must be from our wisdom.
那智慧要温柔。
And from wisdom, the wisdom comes from gentleness.
不能用暴力来达到和平。
And we should not use force to achieve peace.
如果有谁要用暴力来达到和平，
if there's anyone who wants to use violent force to achieve peace,
那这个智慧绝对不是从上头来的。
Then this wisdom definitely does not come from
above. 这是从属地的，是属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
Then this kind of method belongs to the earth. It belongs to lust and belongs to Satan.
所以我们在面对事情解决问题的时候，
so when we face problem or try to resolve a problem,
不是用暴力。
Then we do not use violent methods.
可是我们这几天都在讲战争啊，还讲很多武器啊，难道这不是暴力吗
？But then we talk a lot about weapons. We talk about warfare. Isn't this violence?
这些是防御性的。
When we talk about this, it's for our defense.
防备魔鬼的陷害攻击、
We're defending ourselves against Satan.
不是用暴力去伤害人。
We're not saying that we use violence to hurt others.
反而呢要。用这个上头来的智慧来解决事情。
But rather we resolve problems relying the wisdom from above.
从上头来的智慧。
And so this wisdom from above.
是用和平来栽种和平的义果。
And this use peace to bear the fruit of peace.
栽种和平的种子。
And so you sow the seed of peace.
在培植的过程当中，都用和平的手段。
In the time of cultivating this plant, all the method you use is peaceful.
最后才能够结出和平的果子。
Then in the end, it will bear the fruit of peace.
这个环节如果有一个环节是用暴力。
If in any of this process violence was used,
绝对没有和平的结果。
Then I can assure you there will be no peaceful ending.
一个环节如果用暴力、用诡诈，
any part of this step, if you use trickery or you use violence,
要用斗争、用暴力。
And if you quarrel and you use violence,
就中了魔鬼的诡计了。
Then you fall into the trick of Satan.
所以雅各书四章第一节开始啊。
Therefore, in James chapter 4, verse 1, it starts.
说与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌啊。
And those
第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4. Those who are friends with the world is enemies of God.
啊，因为要用世俗的手段。
Because they are using the method of the world.
啊，用征战的、斗殴的手段。
And they use these methods that is violent.
啊，来面对问题、解决问题。
To face problems, to resolve problems.
到最后只是越来越严重。
And in the end, things will just become worse.
啊，这些就是中了魔鬼的诡计。
Then this we fall into the trick of Satan.
所以要胜过世界的事。
Therefore, we must overcome the death of this world.
要具备从上头来的。啊，这个智慧。
Then we must have the wisdom from above.
而且智慧要给我们一个啊智慧的眼光。
And wisdom will give us an eyesight that is wise.
啊，面对征战或者是面对苦难的时候。
So when we face warfare, so when we face tribulation.
啊，一方面是考验我们的忍耐了。
And in one hand is trialing of our patience and endurance.
二方面呢是要操练我们的信心。
In the other hand is also a trial for our faith.
啊，大卫很有感受。
And David has a very great experience.
在诗篇的第十三篇。
In Psalms 13.
我们看诗篇十三篇。
Psalms 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇十三篇第一节。
Psalms 13 verse 1.
我们看到第五节。
Let's read until verse 5.
6. 第六节。十三篇第一节，耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？第三节，耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的仇敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐，但我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。这一篇呢是大卫的诗篇。
And here, this is the Psalm of David.
啊，据查考，这是他在无辜受害的时候他所作下的诗歌。
And so this is Psalm when he wrote when he was persecuted.
我们知道大卫一生逃难有两个阶段。
We knew that David, when he was fleeing for his life, there was two stages to it.
第一次他是无辜受害。
The first time he was innocent.
啊，第二次是因为他犯罪而受害。
A second time he fled for his life was because he sinned.
这里应该是他第一次无辜受害的时候。
And this, when he wrote this psalm, it should be the first time when he was innocent, but he was persecuted.
大卫为国家立下这个功劳。
And he has gained merit for the country.
他靠神来打败这个哥利亚。
By relying on God, he defeated Goliath.
回到国中。
And then he returned to his country.
大家来欢迎他，赞美他。
Everyone welcomed him and praised him.
啊，但是在欢迎的这个内容呢，有一点过头了。
But when they welcomed him, they kind of exaggerated in their praises.
啊，大卫杀死万万。
And so they said David killed tens of thousands. 哎，
那扫罗才杀死千千。
And Saul only killed thousands.
这个看在扫罗的眼中，怎么能够接受呢
？And so then when it went to Saul's ear, how could he accept?
心里本来就在猜忌了。
Originally he already have doubts against David.
现在群众还是这样的看待。
And now the crowd see David this way.
把我比下去了。
And he has won over me.
啊，只差王位没有给他。
And the only thing that I have not given to him is the throne.
所以他就放话要杀大卫啊。
So he put the words out. He's going to kill David.
大卫逃难。
And so David fleeted.
他逃难。
He fleeted.
啊，但是逃难久了。
But after fleeting for a while,
他快要忍耐不下去了。
It was hard for him to bear.
他虽然有两次有杀死扫罗的机会哦。
Even though he had two opportunities that he could have killed Saul.
但是大卫他不要自己动手。
But he did not want to take matter in his own hand.
他说我怎么可以伤害神的受膏者？
He said, how could I hurt the anointed one of God?
扫罗再怎么败坏？
No matter how bad Saul is.
再怎么样的追杀大卫？
And how much he wanted to kill David.
大卫还尊他为王啊。
David still regard him as king.
扫罗配得吗？
Is Saul worthy of this
当然不配得啊。
Of course not.
但是扫罗那时候还是王哦。
But Saul at that time still king.
王是谁高立的
？Who anointed？
是神的旨意高立的。
It is by the will of God。
在他在王位一天啊，他就要尊重他。
For as long as he is on the throne for that day, David is to respect Saul。
虽然他要杀大卫
，Even though Saul wanted to kill David，
但是大卫没有话讲，只好逃难。
But David cannot speak against that; he can only run away。
他不能自己出手。
He cannot take matter in his own hands。
他那时候大概也没有力量来抵挡扫罗了。
And at that moment, he probably also don't have the energy to fight against Saul。
但是神给他两次机会，可以杀扫罗。
But God gave him two opportunities to kill Saul。
他的部下也说：“你赶快杀他。
”And his followers also told him, "Kill him now."
大卫说：“我怎么可以杀这个神的受膏者
？”But David said, "How can I hurt and kill the anointed one of God?"
我看他的部下大概气死了。
I think his followers would probably be very mad at this.
但是大卫坚持。
But David insisted.
他不要自己出手。
He did not want to use his hand to kill Saul.
他宁可啊这样的啊继续逃难。
He rather continue to flee for his life.
但是时间久了，他受得了吗？
But after being fleeing for such a long time, can he still bear this?
你看他第一节跟第二节他的表达。
If you look at verse 1 and verse 2, how did he express his feelings?
好像他在抱怨。
It seems like he's complaining.
四次要到几时？
He says, how long will this last?
他说，神啊，你忘记我了。
He said, oh God, you forgot me.
哎，要到几时呢？
Until when?
永远吗？
Forever?
表示他快忍受不住了。
This means that he couldn't stand this anymore.
而且你掩面不顾我，要到几时呢？
And he also said, "How long will you hide your face from me?"
神，你如果不是忘记我，你可能是故意不看我，不理我了。
And so David said, "Oh Lord, if you did not forget me, then maybe you're hiding from me."
你不理我要到几时呢？
How long are you going to hide from me?
你没有看到我心里啊愁算终日愁苦吗？
Do you not see the sorrow in my heart? I suffer daily.
最后说，我的仇敌升高压制我。
And in the end, he said that his enemy exulted over him.
仇敌得寸进尺。
And the enemy went
不断的给他压力。
The enemy pressed on and on.
啊，他快要受不了了。
And he couldn't stand it anymore.
敬畏神的人也要这般的不堪。
Even a person who fears God would fall into this kind of pitiful situation.
神怎么这样忍心啊，对待这一位敬畏神的大卫啊？
How would God have the heart to treat David like this?
大卫真的有苦难言啊。
And David has all these sufferings in his heart, but he cannot express it.
谁能替他伸冤？
And who can avenge for him?
神是公义的，但是神怎么这么久都没有听他的祷告？
God is righteous and he's just, but how come for so long God did not listen to David's prayer?
从第一节跟第二节看到他几乎快崩溃了。
From verse 1 and verse 2, we can see that David almost couldn't hold it any longer.
但是三节跟四节就不一样。
But verse 3 and verse 4, he changed his attitude.
他把这样的苦境呢放在祷告里面。
He put his suffering in prayer.
他说，神啊，求你看顾我了。
He said, "Oh God, please take care of me."
应允我了。
Hear me.
免得我使我眼目光明。
Enlighten my eyes.
免得我沉睡至死。
Lest I sleep the sleep of death.
大卫他没有求神啊，赶快让那一个要迫害我的扫罗快速消失吧。
David did not pray and said to God, "Please make Saul, who is persecuting me, disappear."
按照一般人，他会说：“神啊，赶快让他死掉了。”
If it would be normal people, would pray to God, "God, please let him die."
那个人太可恶了，你没看到吗
？That person is so wicked. Did you not see?
大卫没有这样祷告。
David did not pray in this manner.
他当然求神啊，不要让仇敌来看衰他。
And he, of course, prayed to God so that the enemy did not look down on him.
但是他祷告的诉求很重要一点说，求神让我眼目光明。
But the one very important point in his prayer is that he asked God to enlighten his eyes.
哦，神，求神让他眼目光明，看得清楚。
He asked God to enlighten his eyes so that he can see clearly.
很多事情我们都是看不清楚。
There are many things we cannot see clearly.
我们只看表面。
And we only see the surface.
没有看本质。
We do not see the essence of things.
我们就开始做判断。
And therefore we start to make judgments right away.
或者是我们就无限想象。
And or we let our imagination run.
我们活在自己的想象的世界当中。
And we live in this world that we imagined.
这个对事情没有帮助啊。
And this has no benefit to any matter.
但是大卫他知道，他要保持一颗清醒的头脑。
But David knew that he has to have a clear mind.
虽然压力、愁苦，这个可以说是压迫着他。
Even he was in distress and he was suppressed.
逃难的人真的是心惊胆跳。
And person who's fleeing for life is actually a very difficult life.
我尽量不要讲成语的，但是草木皆兵，鹤唳风声啊。
It would seem like everything around us is our enemy's weapons.
就是这个意思。
And this is what it feels like.
但是他不求这些。
But he does not ask for
他说,
any of this.
神啊，求你让我看得清楚。
He asked God, please let me see clearly.
我忍耐快不下去了，应该问题出在我，不在神。
I cannot bear this any longer. Then he realized that the problem is in him, not in God.
一般人一定会怪神。
And most people will blame God.
神啊，你对我不公平。
And will say, God, you're not fair to me.
我到底哪里做错，让你如此对待我？
What have I done wrong that you treated me like this?
那一个邪恶的扫罗要杀害我。
Such a wicked Saul, he wanted to kill me.
难道神你认同他吗？
But God, do you agree with him?
你为什么都不出声不出手呢？
Why do you not say anything? Why do you not reach out your hand and say?
任凭我这个无辜受害的人在那边受苦受难。
But you left me, this innocent person, here suffering in calamity.
一般人一定会这样来抱怨。
A normal person will for sure pray to God and complain like this.
但是大卫的祷告不一样。
But David's prayer is different.
他祷告的核心说：“神啊，求你让我看得清楚。” 我可能还看得不够清楚了。
The core of his prayer is ask God to enlighten his eyes so that he can see more clearly because he think maybe he does not see clearly enough yet.
如果我的心还很乱，还很愁苦的时候，表示我还看不够清楚。
If my heart is still confused and I'm in distress, that means I have not seen clear enough.
神啊，求你让我看得清楚。
Oh Lord, please let me see clearly.
免得我沉睡之时。
So that at least I sleep the sleep of death.
我不够警醒。
Because I'm not vigilant.
我看得不够清楚。
I do not see clear enough.
神啊，求你让我看得清楚。
Oh Lord, please allow me to see clearly.
很多事情啊，不是说头痛医头，脚痛医脚了。
Many things is not just focus on one area of a problem.
神让你头痛，不一定是头痛的问题而已。
Sometimes when you have a headache, it's not just because you the matters of your head.
一定有他更深层的旨意了。
And if God gives you a headache, sometimes there are deeper meanings associated with that from God.
如果我们看得不够清楚,
if we cannot see clear enough,
我们就会求神啊，我现在头痛啊，让我头不要痛就好了。
Then our prayer,
我就满足了。
Then our prayer to God would simply be very much on the surface and ask God to cure our headache, and then I'll be satisfied.
好了，神让你头不要痛了。
So God said, okay, then you no longer have headache.
你很高兴，你满足了。
And you're very happy, you're satisfied.
你真的会很感谢。
And you will truly be thankful to God.
因为神让我头痛，我头不痛了。
Because originally God gave me a headache, and now I don't have a headache anymore.
那神为什么让你头痛？
But why did God give you this headache?
那个旨意你不明白。
That will, you still do not understand.
你不求眼光看得清楚啊。
You did not pray to God and ask him to open your eyesight and see clearly.
所以很多事情不在于事情是怎么发生的，在于我们的眼光看得不够清楚。
So many matters, it's not about how it happens, why it happens, because that our eyesight is not clear enough.
就像我们在认识一个人。
Just when we try to know a person,
你是看他一件事情就断定他是这样的人吗？
Maybe you only look at one aspect, one matter, and you have judgment on this person.
你能不能够用长期来观察他的本质啊？他这个人的本质个性呢？
Could you not use a longer period of time to observe this person and see that person's personality and character?
你一定要长期的观察吗？
It requires a long observation.
现在不是一个大数据的社会吗？
Isn't this a society, an era of big data?
要大数据才能够抓住一个脉络。
We're always talking about big data, and we must have big data in order to have reasoning of things.
神让我们遇到任何事情，包括你无辜受害，更何况很多事情不是无辜受害。
Anything that God lets encounter, whether you are innocent or in some matters, actually you are not even innocent.
就算你真的无辜受害。
Even if you're suffering in innocence,
一定有神美好的旨意。
There's still the wonderful will of God.
啊，就等候吧。
And just wait.
哎，改变你的心吧。
Change your heart.
大卫这样祷告耶。
David prayed like so.
他祷告之后哈。
After he prayed.
你看五节六节，哎，心境大幅度的转变。
If you look at verse 5 and verse 6, his heart has changed.
他说：“但我倚靠你的慈爱。”
And here he says, I have trusted in your mercy.
我的心因你的救恩快乐。
My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
最后说我要歌唱。
And in the end he said, I will sing.
因他用厚恩待我。
And because he had dealt bountifully with me.
第一节第二节还在抱怨。
And the verse 1 and verse 2 he was complaining.
只因为他向神祈求。
But because he prayed to God.
不是求解决问题。
Not for the solution of the problem.
是求神解决他自己。
But he prayed to God.
很多事情都是要解决我们自己，问题就没了。
So that God can solve him as a problem. And many matters that we have to change ourselves and the problem will go away.
很多时候我们都要解决别人。
A lot of times we want other person to be solved.
都是他，都是他，都是他。
It's him, it's him, it's him.
问题还在。
But the problem is still there.
你解决不了。
You cannot resolve it.
但是你解决你自己以后，他们都就没有问题了。
But
即便是问题还在，已经对你来讲不是问题了。
But if you resolve yourself, then there's no more problem. Even if the problem still exists, but you do not see it as a problem anymore.
这种祷告是超越的祷告。
And this is a very surpassing type of prayer.
求神使我眼目光。
Ask the God to enlighten your eyes.
我们要求的就是这个智慧的眼光。
What we want to pray for is this eyesight of wisdom.
不被外表所影响。
And we do not get influenced by the appearance.
外表是一个表象。
And the appearance is just on the surface.
但是这不一定是真相。
But it is not the truth.
真相一定要看到它的表里。
What the truth is, you must look inside.
看到它的真诚。
And see their sincerity.
才能够看出它的本质。
Then you can see the essence and the nature.
对事情的看待，对人的评论。
And so when you look at matters and also look at others,
一定要有这样的眼光。
And you must have this kind of eyesight.
这样你的心境转变了。
Then when you change your heart and your mindset,
环境没有改变，但心境转变了。
Environment did not change, but your mindset has changed.
你甚至还能够感恩歌唱啊。
And now you can give thanks and you can sing praises to God.
因为神，因为他知道神不会让无辜的人受害。
Because he knew that God will not make the innocent suffer.
一时的受害不是受害。
A temporary suffering is not a real suffering. It's actually for your edification.
在人看是受害，但是在神看，我要造就你。
In our eyes, we would see that it is a suffering, but in God's perspective, I'm trying to edify you.
把你放在不合理的环境里面呢，就是要让你来培养一个深层的眼光。
And I put you in an unreasonable environment in order to cultivate this very deep eyesight.
来看清事情的本质。
So that you can see through the essence of things.
所以腓立比书四章那里我们很熟的经文四章四到七节哈。
So in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心主已经尽了。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐人出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。我们要靠主常常喜乐。
We must rely on the Lord and rejoice.
而且一无挂虑。
Also, do not be anxious about anything.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
But in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving.
你们所要的告诉神。
And present your request to God.
大卫有把他所要的告诉神。
And David did present what he want to God.
但是神有成全他吗？
But did God answer his prayers?
神好像一时没有解决他的问题。
It seems like temporary God did not resolve his problem.
但是他祷告之后，他有了眼光了，他有一个光明的眼光了。
But after he prayed, he has a brightened eyesight.
他心里平安。
He has peace in his heart.
这个对人来讲是很意外的。
And this is actually a surprise
to men. 这样的平安呢，让他继续保守在神里面。
And this kind of peace will keep him in the Lord.
不至于越来越抱怨神。
So that he will not complain more and more against God.
所以这里说保守我们的心怀意念。
And here it tells us it will guard our hearts and our minds.
对主耶稣基督的一个忠心不改变。
So that our faithfulness to Lord Jesus do not change.
所以这就是说环境没有改变。
So this is to say that even though the environment does not change.
先改变心境。
That we must first change our mindset.
如果你心境改变了，环境有没有改变已经不重要。
If you change your mindset, then it doesn't really matter whether the environment changes or not.
再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.